G'day everyone, it is Monday, March 27, the Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, and what a week we got ahead of us. Day one of the championships, Royal Randwick this week, Nature Strip looking to make it four straight TJ Smiths on what is one of the great days of racing for the year, the Derby. We've also got the Doncaster, the Sires, the New Haven Park Country Championships final. And another great weekend of footy ahead of us as well. After this starts the NRL season, well, it just keeps delivering, doesn't it? But to last night, the Dragons just capitulated in the second half. Nico Hines, superb, as the Sharks won 40-8. We saw the Knights beat the Raiders. The Raiders just fell asleep after halftime there. The Knights capitalised 24-14. And earlier, the Warriors, Sean Johnson, a sensational performance as they beat the Dogs. Tinge of controversy over the Tribe, which proved the difference by Johnson, 16-14. And the Sydney Swans yesterday, well, the Swans, they were $6 out to $11 before round one. People pretty much wanted to pop them after their loss by 81 points in the grand final last year. Well, they beat Hawthorn by 81 points at the SCG yesterday, and they have started red hot this season. The Giants were beaten last night by the West Coast Eagles by 19 points, but all honours to the red and white yesterday at the SCG. Pup, Loz, morning to you, fellas. How are you, Pup?
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. Yeah, going well, thank you. Very good weekend of sport. All sports. I caught a bit of the Shield final, Sheffield Shield final as well. WA, too good for the Vics. Geez, they've been unbelievable, Western Australian cricket, for the last couple of years now.
In all formats,
yeah. So congrats to them. Well done. Yeah, all the footy winners. League, AFL, Tigers, trouble. Deep trouble. Raiders, Loz, what happened there?
Morning,
I thought they were home.
Morning, gents.
First half.
Morning, everybody. Yeah, they just didn't play well. Now, Newcastle played terrific football in the second half. They moved the ball. They really worried the Raiders, but the Raiders would be disappointed with that effort, given that they were in front 14-8 at halftime. They seemed like they were in control of that game, and you were wondering where the points were going to come from Newcastle, but they found their mojo in the second half. I thought it was a terrific round of football. In fact, I think the first month of football has been sensational.
Yeah, I agree.
There's been a lot of close contests. And I also love the way that we celebrated the life of John Sattler on Saturday night in that South Sydney Manly game. You know, the tributes that were paid to him were done very classy. And the Sattler family, I'm sure, would have appreciated that. It was an emotional time for all involved. And how ironic that they won, scoring 13 points, the number that the great man, Johnny Sattler, wore. So well done to everyone involved in that game, getting it organised and respecting one of the greats of our game.
Gee, lots of news around too as well. And, well, the big news in regards to the Roosters and rugby, Joseph Swali'i is leaving at the end of his current deal at the end of 2024. He signed with Rugby Australia and the Waratahs for 3 years. So that 25-27 period, which incorporates a Lions series and also a Rugby World Cup to be hosted here in Australia as well. The club statement released by the Roosters indicated their respect for the 19-year-old and saying he's been transparent with them all the way through. Brad Fittler and Greg Alexander said he'd still be considered for New South Wales in Origin. And Brandon Smith, his teammate there at the club yesterday, certainly colourful, saying, you know, a $1.6 million winger from the Roosters isn't going to help beat the All Blacks and he can come straight back when his contract's done. Look, I think this had a sense of inevitability about it, Loz, that he was heading to rugby. I mean, you've felt that sense for quite some time. And let's face it, he's a 19-year-old, and even when he finishes that contract, he'll be, I think, 24. There's a lot to play out in this kid's career.
Oh, most definitely, Meadow. I think, you know, he's got so much talent that no wonder the league and rugby union have been fighting over him. He's played rugby union as a kid. He was very good at it. The fact that they've got a World Cup here in Australia and the British and Lions Tour will be on here in 2025, that's excited him. We would have loved to have seen him in the game of rugby league. Does the game of rugby league sit down and cry about it? No, they move on. They want to make sure that, you know, they try and pick up all the best players they possibly can. But rugby union, they need a face of the game. They need someone that's exciting to go and watch. They need someone that's marketable. This guy's got it all, Swalii. You know, you look at the Waratahs, you look at the Brumbies, you look at all the teams around Super Rugby, and then you throw them together in the Wallabies. There's not many guys that young people identify with, but with Joseph Swalii, they will. And they'll go and watch him play also.
Yeah, rugby just had to do it. No doubt about that. Loz is right. They need very recognisable marquee players for sure, which every time the Wallabies have seemingly been successful, they've had those players. So they do need those pin-up players, and he will certainly, hopefully, for rugby, be one of them.
I heard Matt Rogers last night. We were having a bit of a yarn. He said on the Matty John show, which it was, I think, the correct call. He said that, you know, with people, when they want to see their stars, like you can watch Union, and Michael Hooper's a wonderful player, but people don't want to see the players that have got their head stuck in a ruck all the time. They want to see the guy that
just flashy tries out wide.
Yeah. They want to see the heroes scoring tries and chipping chases and making line breaks. That, you know, while forwards are very, very good in rugby union.
It's like soccer, though. You don't want to be a defender. No, you want to be a keeper. You want to be a goal scorer.
You want to be the goal scorer.
Yeah, you're playing up front, aren't you?
Yeah. And Swalii is that.
I don't want to win the cross country.
You glory boys.
I don't want to win the cross country. I want to win the 100 metre sprint. Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. You do. Yeah. Rugby league's the same. You look at, tell me, you know, the favourite players from everyone are if you 7, 6, 9 or 1.
Yeah. Yeah, and that you know might change if you're a real purist rugby league player, supporter, or a purist rugby union player.
Like
but as a kid, you want to see the fancy stuff. You want to see the flick passes, the try scorers, the line breakers. That's who you or how you get attracted to the game.
Yeah.
Well done on the multi. Speaking of glory, glory boys. Oh, you had a win, Loz.
What happened?
You had a win. Yeah. So I figured, I think your first one that won paid $6.50. Yeah. This is $7.50.
$7.50.
Yeah. So you know, $14. Mm. You know, we've been going 14 weeks this year. You're about even for the year on level stakes.
Yeah, but a couple of weeks we haven't had the multi because the horses have pulled out and.
So you could be just in front.
Oh, I think we'd be in front, man. Yeah. I think we'd be in front.
Okay, well, I'm sure Gary from Woodalba will write in and, you know, he reckons he keeps a spreadsheet on everything. Seriously. Anyway.
Well, I had two multis, actually, by the way. And I had to decide between one. And I showed you my two, and we tossed them up. The second one got up as well. But we didn't, obviously, use it on Friday.
It was just your time, wasn't it?
It was. When it rains, it pours.
So we had, what was our first league again? I know, Roots ended up winning.
Roots won.
Actually, back.
We had Roots to run a place and Dye Mill run top four.
Okay, and Richard ran third.
Yeah. And the other one we were going to have was Solcombe to run top two into Dye Mill to run a place. But anyway, we won, Middo.
We won.
So we saluted.
And well done.
I was happy.
Well done to everyone who got on.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Like, the multi wins. My phone did not ring once. There was no text messages, nothing. But I can guarantee you, every Saturday that it loses, within 20 seconds,
the
I have about
there.
10 messages from people. But on Saturday, there was nothing.
You even get stopped in the street, sometimes heckled. I'll tell you what, we got a guest of a difference on this morning, Jonathan LaPaglia, the Survivor host. Coming up after 6:30 this morning, the series finale is tonight. Have you been keeping a close eye on this series? Because it's a heroes and villains theme, which is obviously appropriate for us. So it comes down to the last show tonight.
Yes, I've watched it. Last night I only saw a little bit of it, so I'll have to go back and re-watch the end because I had to go into the Matty John show. But yeah, no, I like Survivor. George, I'm going to ask him about George. Because he's one of these people that is conniving, but he's a great game player, but I'm always thinking, how does he get to the end? Like, surely they're going to knock him off at some stage, because if he gets to the end, he will win, because he just plays the best game. He's a number cruncher. He's always wheeling and dealing.
Right.
And he's a manipulator.
Okay.
And he always seems to get his way. And he's down now to the last four, and if he goes through, I reckon he'll win. I'm just wondering whether they get a chance to knock him off, which they've had plenty of times to knock him off. They haven't. So it might happen tonight. I don't know.
Having bet into some reality shows in the past.
Who's favourite?
I have to check that, Loss. I'll come back to you on that. But I want to know how many endings they actually shoot. Because I've heard varying things.
I know with some shows, they do a couple. They do a couple of endings. Because you've got a lot of people there on site, and these things are done months ago. And to stop the sort of leaks getting out, they try and do a couple of different endings. But I'm unsure of whether they do that with Survivor.
Don't think we're betting on this series. So you can bet on Ted Lasso Season 3 here, Loz. You're a Ted Lasso person, aren't you?
Yeah, I like Ted Lasso. Mm.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph, Shark Spark, champion returns in Nico time. Headline there, and on the back page of the Herald, don't call us, Dragons leave Hook hanging. In the week, coach Anthony Griffin was told he'd need to reapply for his job. His Dragons led arch-rivals Cronulla run up a score there at Cogra. So there last night, Hines had a huge impact on his return. Jesse Ramian and Ronaldo Mulitalo scored doubles. The Dragons actually led 8-6 and then collapsed, particularly after half-time. But they did get hosed on one call. Not as badly hosed as Manly got by that forward pass call on Saturday night, but certainly Jesse Ramian, one of his tries shouldn't have been allowed, Loz. It was Tyrell Sloan got taken out. Bloke was in front of the ball. He got took it, and you know, Sloan wasn't even given a clear path to go up and have a crack at it.
Yeah, no, that's a fair call. I think over the weekend there were some bunker decisions that were a bit iffy. I know that the commentators were split on some of the decisions in the games, in particular yesterday, and I must say I agree as well. Nico Hines, what a return for the Sharks. Completely different team when he was in there. We saw that last year. And Braden Trindle did a terrific job. And I reckon Nico was inspired by the fact that Trindle did such a good job. And there was some talk around that, Trindle's got to stay in the 17 and, possibly be there and put a bit of pressure on Nico. I think Nico just responded the way you expected him to, with a standout performance. He got that attack humming last night. He was down short sides. He was passing long. He was taking the ball on the line. He was kicking well. Just a really mature performance from one of the great players of our game. And he's developed so much in the last 18 months, Nico Hine. He's come on unbelievably well. And if he can play like that, then the Sharks will rediscover their mojo pretty quickly.
Also, back page of the Herald, Tars plotting to max out on Jorgensen and Swalee. And also back page of the Australian, childish NRL reaction to Swalee coup is a headline there. So the Herald article saying that Max Jorgensen, the young 18-year-old, that the Waratahs are looking to lock him down long term. He's arguably been one of their best players so far, and he's only 18 years of age. He's set to return from a shoulder injury against the Brumbies in Canberra on Saturday as well. And just, like, I know bagging rugby is easy and it's an Olympic sport seemingly at times, but the suggestion by some that Swalee shouldn't be considered for Origin is out of order, in my opinion, Loz. What, just because he's signed with rugby down the track?
Mm.
It's a representative. It's not playing for your club. He's not abandoning his club. It's a representative. You pick the best team available, sure.
Yeah, I can see the argument, though.
Yeah, but isn't this an example exactly what we're talking about with players that can't represent Australia? When's the next Australian tour? Because that's what I'd be thinking. Isn't that what we're saying about Origin? The reason you have Origin is to pick your Australian team from that. If there's no Australian tour in the next, while he's still available in rugby league, why would you pick him in Origin? You'd pick somebody else to play that position that has the potential to go and play rugby league for Australia, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but
it's not about the best player for that season, because there's a lot of players that are ineligible because of that same reason.
I would have Swalee in the Origin team this year. All right, I'd pick him.
You'd still pick him even with him signing with rugby.
Well, if I'm a coach, I've got to win. You got to win. So you're picking Swalee, all right? As a footy coach, you're going, you know what? If he's available, I'm picking him. You're not worried about what's going to happen 2 years' time, all right? You're not worried.
Of course you're not.
You're thinking about just picking the best side, and if he's in the best side, you're picking him. But I can understand the argument that you're having here, or discussion we're having here about, you know, whether you have someone there that's not going to be there. What's the point long term?
Yeah, I feel like it contradicts everything we've been fighting
for. Yeah, it is.
For,
but then
but then you, why are the guys from Tonga not allowed to play, or Samoa not allowed to play?
But also, how do they feel if you leave out a Brian To'o or a Josh Addo-Carr, for instance, those two, and then you don't pick them this year, and then you go back to them next year and say, well, listen, you know, you weren't good enough last year.
And my reasons about the one point that I've asked, isn't it about representing Australia?
Well, that's a different argument. I mean, we've debated before, is Origin now, these days, a true trial, representative trial for Australian selection?
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, that's how I've seen. If it's not, then 100% you're picking him. Mm. But if it's not, I'm also picking. I want the guys from Tonga and Samoa, and I want them to be eligible to play as well, because I want the best players in the game playing. If it's not about Australia, if it's not about who can represent Australia, then I'm saying let all the best. I want everyone to be able to play. Whoever's in the NRL, pick the two best. The two best teams.
You want Kiwis and those players playing as well.
Worst case, say no to them. Second tier nations. I'm saying 100%.
Are allowed.
I'm saying 100%. But I think it contradicts. Like, if I'm sitting here saying the reason Origin, a big part of why Origin's here is to pick your best Australian team.
But it's not anymore. It's been proven for years now that it hasn't been a selection.
But why wouldn't they not pick him? As in, if you're a coach, when you're coaching to win, You're picking the best players. You're not worried
100%.
About. You're not worried about what's going to happen down the track. Whereas administrators might worry about that. And administrators might say, "Well, listen, because you've elected to go and play rugby union, we're going to put a blanket ban on you."
Yeah,
they might decide to do that.
They're not going to be able to ban him. They're going to have to just say he didn't get selected.
Well, they did something years ago when players were moving to rugby union. Pretty sure, going back 20 years ago, and I think it had something to do with around Benji, you weren't allowed to sign a player.
I'll go through it at six o'clock,
but there was some rule that the league brought in.
Because of that?
Because of players defecting to rugby union.
It must have been around the Wendell, Matt Rogers time, wasn't it?
No, I think it was a bit
Tikiri
after that. I'm pretty sure it was when Benji was deciding to go to rugby union.
Which he went for about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. Wasn't good enough, to be fair.
Yeah.
Are
you picking him, Mido?
Absolutely. If he's the best person for the job.
Yeah.
Absolutely I am. I do think...
I don't know.
Kicking that goes on when someone... And let's face it. Like, in the last few years, how many have left league to go to union? It's been the other way around as far as coming out of juniors in particular. And lo and behold, this one bloke, because the one thing that union has that league doesn't have...
The World Cup.
...is the prestige of a line series in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And I know the Rugby League World Cup was
anyone,
fantastic.
No one should be taking the mickey out of him for leaving.
No way.
I remember when we first spoke about him, Loz, he grew up with rugby. Like, I see this very different to, you know, a gifted, talented rugby league player just going and playing rugby for the cash. I see this very different. He grew up playing rugby. Played rugby all through his school, didn't he?
Yeah. Played both.
And he's very good at rugby. Mm.
Yeah, very
good. So it's not just... He could have been
good at anything.
And I think he showed when he signed with... The conversation about him signing with the Rabbitohs, he made it very clear he was undecided what his code was. He loves both codes. I don't think anyone can have a go at the kid for doing this.
No. No, that's what his passion is. Let him go and do it. Yeah. I mean, rugby league has always lost good players.
How gifted is he if he can play both at the highest level?
Well, we've seen a number of people do it.
Yeah.
And he has got a background in rugby union. He wants to do it. They got a World Cup here in Australia.
Yeah, so many reasons.
4 years' time. Mate, There's no point worrying about when someone goes.
Yeah.
If there's a floodgates open and a lot of players start to go, then there's a bit of a concern. But I suppose what league have been able to do the last probably 15 years is been able to target those good young rugby union players from those private
schools. And we don't have a goal at the NRL for that, do we?
The NRL.
No one sits here and bags the NRL for taking a rugby boy.
That's why.
But now we want to bag the Rugby Australia? That's not right.
That's why I do laugh when it happens the other way.
Yeah. And it's the world's biggest story.
For Origin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
how dare he? Please. Seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway, can't we just accept we have such a great... Like, the fact we've got four professional footy codes, let's embrace it.
Mate, and embrace the athlete. If you're good enough to do that, then, mate, praise to you.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes to six. Heroes and villains this Monday morning. Give us a call, 1353 53. Send us a text, 0419 767 272. And just on the back page of The Australian as well, SCG crowd humming, but redemption has to wait. The Swans have, well, they've got Melbourne in Melbourne next Sunday afternoon. But, Loz, gee, I've enjoyed their start to the season. The Swans.
Well, they were good yesterday. I watched a bit yesterday to start with before the footy came on, and they were so... So committed to what they wanted to do. You know, it could have been easy for them to turn up against Hawthorn, who were smashed last weekend and playing not a great brand of football and just expected to win. But they went out there and they picked up where they left off last week against the Gold Coast. They were playing good football. They moved the ball around. Buddy didn't play. There's a guy by the name of Amati and Logan McDonald. Both kicked a handful of goals each. So they look as though they've got... you know, someone as a target up there when Buddy's not playing. McDonald was left out of the grand final side last year, but there's someone that they've always had a big opinion of, and they selected him high up in the draft. But they're such an all-round team that play with a lot of pressure. John Longmire's got them humming at the right time of the year. I think the fact that they got smashed in that grand final, people thought they might have been scarred. But with a younger group and some experienced players there, they look as though they've moved on pretty quickly from that. So let's hope that the Swans can keep winning. The Giants last night, though, they went down over there in Perth to the West Coast Eagles. They'd be disappointed with that after performing so well last weekend. But good weekend for the Swannies.